When you were younger, did your parents ever hire the most random, terrible, diabolical nanny for you and your siblings? Well, mine did. And let me tell you how we've resolved the issue. Hi, I'm Kate, and I am the youngest of four girls, and I'm going to share with you a family favorite story of the time my sisters and I all ganged up on our nanny. For a very valid reason, of course. Alice was our nanny's name, and all she would do when she came over was sit in the living room, do homework, and eat Cheeto Puffs. She'd care less about what we were doing. The house could be burning down, or we could be graffitiing all the walls, and she wouldn't even bat an eye at us. I was her favorite, though, because I was young, cute, and innocent. So she thought. So back in 2008, we got hit with a very crazy snowstorm, and all of us had been stuck in the house and going a little wild. There was about 4 feet of snow on the ground, and none of my sisters were old enough to drive, so we had very little activities for us to do to keep us busy. My oldest sister, in the middle of the day, was bored and went out into our garage and brought a 6-foot construction pole into the house for absolutely no reason. Alice did not like that at all, and I'm surprised she even noticed, honestly. Anyways, instead of just sending Allie to her room, she decided to send us all to our rooms. When we got sent to our rooms by our parents, we did this thing called sister meetings, and we would all secretly meet up in one of the sisters' rooms and giggle about whatever we got sent to our rooms for. Or we would make little folders and put them on our doors so we could write notes to each other. But this time was different. Allie was livid and ready to get rid of Elise, so she came up with a devious plan to get her fired. Allie sat us down on the bed and was pacing around her room, giving us orders like we were about to go to war. Paige was in charge of distracting Elise, which was not hard at all. Chelsea was in charge of stealing her book bag. Allie was in charge of grabbing the pole out of the garage, again, and I was in charge of staying in the room on lookout. Side note, I was very young, so they didn't really let me have much involvement in this, and honestly, I think they just told me I was on lookout to make me feel more involved because I couldn't even see anything that was going on from her bedroom window. Once everything was done, we were ready to move on to phase two of our mission. My sisters came upstairs and got me. We got all of our snow gear on, and we snuck outside. Now here's phase two. We took the pole, and we stuck into the 4 feet of snow with Elise's book bag on top and proceeded to march around it yelling, "Hut one, hut two," repeatedly until she noticed. Again, I was very shocked because it didn't take her that long to notice that we had all snuck out of our rooms and were holding her book bag hostage on a 6-foot pole. I will never forget her bright red angry face screaming at us from the back sliding door to get back in the house with her stuff. Once we got back into the house, she sent us all into our rooms immediately, but this time she was watching the stairs so we wouldn't come back down. We were completely fine with our punishment at this point because we were just waiting for phase three of our mission, which was our parents coming home from work. As soon as they both stepped through the door, my sisters and I peeked our heads out from the top of the staircase to see what was going on, and Alice lost it on them, telling them everything we put her through while they were at work. My mom looked enraged, but I think my dad wanted to laugh a little bit. My parents then sat down Elise and decided that it was probably time to let her go. At this point, my sisters and I are all having a silent dance party in Allie's room celebrating our success. However, our parents were not happy with us, and we got lectured for a long time about how it was wrong to torture your nanny, blah blah blah, but honestly, we were all just happy we got rid of her. You might think that this story is over, but it's only getting better. Or worse. As a punishment, besides all of us being grounded for a week with no technology, my parents decided to force a family trip to Walmart, and we hated going grocery shopping with them. For the first 5 minutes of the car ride, it was completely silent, and my parents wouldn't even turn on the radio to make the car ride even more miserable for us. And honestly, I don't blame them. We definitely deserved it. We also lived in a neighborhood in the middle of nowhere, so the drive to Walmart was about 20 minutes, and as we were making the turn out of the neighborhood, we all looked to our left and see a car crash into the middle of the cornfield. And of course, like any person would, we pulled over to help the person stuck in the cornfield. My dad pulls over to a safe spot on the side of the road and gets out of the car, while my mom, sisters, and I stay in the car waiting patiently for him to come back. He was talking to the person in the car for about 5 minutes until returning, and you would not believe who he had rescued from that car. Go ahead and guess. Yep. You guessed it. It was Elise. Her car was completely totaled, and we had to give her a ride back into town with us. So she got in the car and sat right in between my sisters and I in the back seat. And when I tell you this was the most awkward car ride of our lives, I am not lying. We had two angry parents and a very angry Elise, still riding in a silent car. I had to avoid eye contact with my sisters at all costs, or else I would have busted out laughing. And I know everyone has had a moment in their lives where they have to hold back laughter in a time where you should not be laughing. Like when you're sitting next to your best friend during an exam, or when you were on a bus ride home after losing a game and your coach just yelled at you. I just knew if I looked at my sisters, I would lose it and make them even more mad, so I just looked out the window the whole ride. Thankfully, my parents turned on the radio at this point because I know they felt just as awkward as we did. But the radio made it even more awkward. When they turned it on, the song Another One Bites the Dust by Queen was playing, and I seriously had to bite my tongue at this point. I know everyone in the car had to be laughing inside. Not Elise, of course. She probably never wanted to show her face again. Moral of the story, if you have a bad nanny and your parents won't get rid of them, take matters into your own hands and get the job done yourself. Or maybe you shouldn't torture your nanny. Or it should be to only torture your nanny if she deserves it. You can choose what advice you would like to follow, but just make sure it's not during a snowstorm. Or make sure that they have four-wheel drive so they won't crash into a cornfield. 12 years later, I still sometimes wonder what Elise is up to today. Is she still nannying? Is she still addicted to Cheeto Puffs? Is she still in school? Does she ever think about us? I guess I'll never know, but I do hope she's doing well.